A U.S. Customs and Border Protection official is charged with engaging in a scheme to defraud the Federal Emergency Management Agency and lying to federal agents, according to the Justice Department. Serena Baker Hill is 55 years old, lives in Detroit, and is the director of United States Customs and Border Protection's Automotive and Aerospace Center of Excellence and Expertise. The DOJ says Baker Hill applied for FEMA funds after floods hit the Detroit area in August 2023. A FEMA inspector allegedly went to her home and determined there was damage to her basement. Baker Hill told the inspector she couldn't live safely at her house while repairs were being made. FEMA approved her benefits, which were allocated to home repairs and rental assistance. The FBI investigated and found Baker Hill's bank records allegedly show the FEMA money was not used for rent, hotel stays, or utility expenses. The DOJ alleges there's video footage at Baker Hill's home showing that she and her husband continued to live in the home after receiving the funds from FEMA. The agency also says there wasn't a drop in utilities usage consistent with a vacant property. The FBI, along with CBP OPR agents, interviewed Baker Hill, and she told them that she never committed a crime and did not defraud the U.S. government. The FBI's new director, Kash Patel, made a statement on X saying, quote, "This is part of the new FBI's renewed efforts to crack down on public corruption and deliver accountability for the American people. Justice will be done." The investigation is still ongoing, and DOJ prosecutors will determine if Baker Hill will face felony charges.